in person.
In person. We're in Bend, Oregon. Wow, we just jumped right into it.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay, so we're starting with grief first.
No, I just want to check in. It feels like we haven't done this in a while.
I feel here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was scraping against my chin.
Okay. Cool.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm also here.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, very present today. Very much feel like just here.
Here is all I can be.
Yeah. We like to start these things off with our intentions. Yeah. We set our intentions today. I will go first.
Okay.
My intention today, and really just all week, is just this theme of like, hey man, it's going to be okay. So yeah. Just let it go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Aren't physically here. Kayla totally just gave me a look of like, so you gonna go? Okay, I'll go. My intentions were to feel peace and be open and be vulnerable, and I feel like that's gonna get done.
Yes.
Yes.
We were just sitting outside for a little bit.
Yeah.
Getting our smoke on.
Yeah, maybe a little too much, to be honest.
And you wrote a poem.
I did.
Would you like to share it with the class?
Okay. You are warm sunshine in the winter, and a calming, shady tree in the summer. You spread lessons like sweet hummingbirds singing their songs. Connected physically for only a brief moment, connected by heart and soul for an eternity. I love you.
I love it.
So, we, but maybe mostly me, but I think really everyone should be, and we want to talk about grief. What's your first impression when you hear the word grief?
My first impression?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's something that I haven't really had a lot of experience with, and so it's a little foreign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do any, like, images come to your head? Sad. Or, like, sad?
Sadness.
I was going to say maybe next, like, emotions that maybe you would think to associate with.
Well, the thing is, grief can look like all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Like, it can be sadness. It can be anger. It can be happiness. There's frustration. There's so much love. I mean, it is love.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I was gonna say, so I feel like I think a lot of people have heard of, say, like the five stages of grief, which I think is anger, guilt, depression, or maybe bargaining, and then acceptance. Maybe not guilt, but denial. But that's like the common, like when I hear stages of grief, like that's what I had also like kind of learned about in school and like through therapy. And I feel like you were listing all those emotions, and it is, I think, all of those emotions and like maybe even definitely more. On the flip side, like when you said, and there's also so much love, I haven't seen this, like it has not been my experience with like learning about grief that emotions like joy or like peace and honestly like even relief like be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Really my intent with talking about grief is like to normalize grief.
Yeah.
My intent also is to like feel like it's okay, not just for me, but like for anyone who's experiencing grief, to feel like those positive emotions, love and peace and relief, like can coexist.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I would see that like celebrated more.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the shrooms trip in a way kind of like cemented that in me.
Mm-hmm.
If you love, you will grieve. And so reminding yourself of like the beauty in that love and like that loved one's memory is, I hope that in time I can learn to celebrate that more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My wound is so fresh. And I've also heard that like the grief you feel will not shrink, mm-hmm. but other joys in your life will grow.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it's a comforting thought. In another way, it's also like a very daunting
mm-hmm.
thought. And in another way, I guess, is learning to make peace with that paradox. And I think I told you about, I had seen this, like podcast about letting go. And one of the episodes talked about like living in paradox, how you'll feel those negative emotions, but you'll also feel those positive emotions. Maybe sometimes even at the same time, and that's okay. I also feel like that can be said about many things in life too, not just grief, which is comforting. Okay, I have a question for you, because this is something that like I kind of struggled with. Do you think that anything in grief is rational?
Anything? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Everything? Maybe not. I think it depends, because I guess I'm comparing it to depression a little bit,
mm-hmm.
because your thoughts are valid,
yeah,
and rational,
mm-hmm.
but the way you react may not always be rational.
For sure, yeah.
The way you cope may not be...
Yeah, more so the way
yeah.
you cope.
Yeah, so I feel like grief can kind of be the same.
Yeah.
I guess everything that you think, uh-huh. I feel like is rational maybe.
Yeah.
But if you find yourself spiraling... Maybe you don't trust yourself.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, freeze your bank accounts.
Yeah.
Lock yourself in a room. Get a nice cozy blanket. That makes sense when you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess looking through a more compassionate lens.
Yeah.
Because I feel like... At least in my head, like I have to choose to be like, okay, even if their way they're coping is irrational, like I gotta be gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just because someone's coping may not be healthy or rational
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean you need to have a negative or like aggressive or whatever reaction to that.
Yeah.
Because even if you're grieving and one day you are doing something or saying something irrational, it's understandable.
Yeah.
And there's, there's room for that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So in a way, like, yes. In another way, like, no. Which is like the living in paradox too.
No, but yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah. In the simplest terms. Yeah. That's pretty good. I also like, I like that we're laughing throughout this episode. Even when we first started, even though like things did get like a little too sad.
Yeah.
But that's okay too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just love that there's still like ability to laugh.
Totally.
I think really a big, not just like the point, but like a big point is that grief, just like joy and love, are an emotion that is part of the human experience. It comes with the human experience.
Yeah.
And
it's in the terms and conditions.
It really is in the terms and conditions. Yeah. You knew what you were getting into. Yeah. It really is part of the human experience. Unfortunately, it's one of the shittier, honestly, maybe if not the shittiest, like, part of it.
Yeah, dude.
If you are experiencing grief, our hearts really go out to you. And we telepathically send you a hug. I want to dedicate this episode to my sweet dog, Tuna. My sweet dog, Tuna. I really just wanted to normalize the experience. And really, I thank Caitlin for giving me really like the listening ear and the space for me able to process this in a way, and also just share vulnerability, and in a way also to just be transparent and open, and again to normalize this because it is part of the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
So thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
And here's to more laughter.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye.